This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so remember last week Bill Gates was making fun of Donald Trump? You guys remember, well, everybody's been making fun of Donald Trump, and I, you know, he rolls with it pretty well, from what I understand. And I guess there was a video that came to light where Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates described two meetings with Trump, where the men discussed a variety of issues related to innovation, science, education, global health. And Bill Gates said that both times Donald Trump wanted to know if there was a difference between HIV and HPV. Now, Gates had recounted this to staffers at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He says, I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other. And I guess the audience laughed. Now, so I guess the big story of last week was Donald Trump did not know the difference between HIV and HPV. And can I say, on behalf of a concerned American, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to national security, when it comes to school shootings, I don't give a heart and doot if he knows what HPV and HIV are. He doesn't need to know that. Okay? Deal with what's going on, right, in terms of the Iran deal and North Korea and the economy. Do what you got to do there. I don't give a heart and doot if he doesn't know the difference between HIV and HPV. But apparently everybody was like, oh, that's so newsworthy. What is wrong with you people? I mean, not you guys. You guys, you know, you guys have some good sense because you listen to my show. Good sense. But, I mean, are they really running out of stuff to insult Donald Trump on? HPV and HIV are different viruses. They're viruses. And even a medical student could be a little confused. They're both viruses transmitted sexually. They both can cause cancer. HIV can cause cancer. HPV can cause cancer. So there are a lot of similarities. Give Trump some credit for understanding that they're STDs. But there is a difference. So according to the Chicago Tribune, they break it down. HIV, as we know, immunodeficiency virus. I talked to you guys about this. We just talked about viruses in the last hour. HIV virus affects the T lymphocytes, the cells that fight infection. It's a brilliant virus. It'll infect the only cell that could fight it, or the main cell that could fight it. And then it makes those cells make more HIV. Plus, it knows how to hide out. It's a very, very smart virus, just like the HPV virus. Very smart virus. HIV, having that virus, could lead to AIDS, the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, where you acquire a syndrome where you're immunodeficient. Then you could be more vulnerable to opportunistic infections. You could get pneumonias that are rare. You could get the average pneumonia more easily. You could get colds more easily. You could get certain infections. You could even get cancers like Kaposi sarcoma. Very scary stuff. Human papillomavirus, also scary. It's a virus. There's a couple subtypes that are very cancerous. They can produce warts, cervical cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer. So both viruses can kill you. So leave Donald Trump alone. If he's not an immunologist, and can't explain the difference. Now, HIV infects more than 1.1 million Americans each year. HPV, 79. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. HIV, more than 1.1 million Americans are infected currently. whereas HPV, close to 80 million Americans. They say 14% of Americans with HPV have no idea they're infected. With HPV, the majority of people have no idea if they're infected. If untreated, as we know with HIV, it'll deplete your immune system's supply of T cells. Then you could get opportunistic infections, you could get cancer, you could acquire AIDS. If not treated, you could die. Luckily now we have antivirals, multiple ones that are phenomenal. HPV, many times HPV will clear up on its own. But the dangerous ones, like subtype 16 and 18, they can become cancers. We talked about how HIV can spread, sexual contact, also sharing needles. Mom could pass HIV to her child during pregnancy, birth, breastfeeding. HPV, you could get from skin-to-skin contact. HPV, like warts, you could get just by touching. But you could also get it through sexually transmitted. Also, oral sex is huge in terms of HPV. This is why we see a lot of men get cancer. Men more than women, which is a little ironic. So, not only can people with HIV get Kaposi sarcoma, they could also get an aggressive B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. People with HIV can also get cervical cancer. HPV not only is related to cervical cancer, throat cancer, but mouth cancer, anus cancer, penile cancer, vaginal cancer, and vulvar cancer. No cure for either of these, but we can keep them under control and treat them. In terms of vaccines, there's no vaccine for HIV. They're still working on it. They've been working on it for years. Still working on it. HPV, yeah, we have the Gardasil. Great vaccine. There's also others, Cervarix and other vaccines also. Now, when a person becomes infected with HIV, we may be able to bring your viral load down, but it may lurk and hide out in certain areas. HPV could also hide out, later come out, but many times HPV will go away on its own. HPV is the most common sexually transmitted disease. So, you know, there are viruses, they're tricky, and these things do require, you know, some tutorials. So, when the news wants to rip on Donald Trump, I think it's stupid. There's enough things, right, that we need to cover in the news besides that. But at least you guys got a little rundown on those two viruses. All right, we're going to talk about an Iran mushroom poisoning. More than 800 people sick. A few people died already. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Shipping processing, return postage extra, auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and a bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free. risk-free for a full 30 days. Karanique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Karanique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Karanique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial *646. Dial *646.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Talker Magazine for listing us in the top 100 shows. We are so excited. I am honored to share that with multiple other radio hosts who are awesome. Free Talk Live, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin. It's an exciting, exciting list, and I'm honored. And it's because of you guys listening. Thank you so much. All right, so we got some rough news here. Apparently 800 people have been poisoned after eating toxic wild mushrooms in around 10 provinces in the west of Iran. And 11 people have already died from the effects of the fungi. Hundreds more hospitalized. I'm hearing some need liver transplants. No effective treatment for this kind of poisoning, according to Iran's Tasnim news agency. Two people have received liver transplants so far, And the reason why people are freaked out is these mushrooms look like the edible ones. So people have been urged not to buy loose mushrooms and only purchase those that are packed and sealed in chops. According to BBC Persian, mushrooms can sometimes be seen for sale on the street in Iran. And local folk wisdom about which ones are safe to eat can be unreliable. So this deadly fungi grow wild in mountainous regions of Iran's west after spring showers. So we just finished the spring, and or we're coming out of the spring, so spring showers bring May flowers, as well as deadly fungi, according to Tasneem. Well, they didn't say that, I didn't. Seven of the dead came from the Kermanshah area. This has been reported by BBC. Reports suggest that unprecedented rainfall over the past month has led to more mushrooms growing than usual. So, scary stuff. Once we find out, it's the Amanita phalloides. They call it the death cap. And it's one of those white, sprawled out mushrooms. I thought I talked to you guys about mushrooms a long time ago. I thought I broke down. Let me see. No, not the drug mushrooms. No, I thought I broke down mushrooms for everybody. All right, I need to do that. Sorry, I don't think I have that. Where we broke down how to tell a bad mushroom from a good mushroom. I'll find that source, and I'll clue you guys in. Honestly, I didn't think I had to explain that to you guys, because mushrooms taste like crap. I don't really know why you guys would even eat a mushroom. The only time I've liked mushrooms was in mushroom ravioli. And still, you have to tell me it's not mushroom, and I got to pretend that it's meat. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about some good news. Let's talk about the psychology of the Golden Knights winning. All right. I know you guys that are not hockey fans are like, wait a second. You know, I'm listening to more hockey news than I'm used to. And some of us that really didn't, well, I like hockey, but I wasn't as into hockey. Usually after football season, I'm kind of, you know, building up my strength and resting, because football season, it's just all about football for me. And all of a sudden, Las Vegas gets a hockey team, and we're hockey fans. I was talking to Parker Collins at News 13 in Las Vegas, and he and I were joking about how, you know, so many people who didn't know anything about hockey all of a sudden are hockey fans. And I don't blame him. He doesn't blame him. I mean, we got a team now that is going to the Stanley Cup. And there's a psychology behind that. I think you guys better watch, because I think Seattle could be next based on the psychology of this. So, all right, we have a breakout team. And an inaugural team, they'll call it, whether it's a breakout team or inaugural team. And for those of you guys that have watched hockey, you guys will probably know a lot more about this than I. For those of you that don't know about hockey, if you needed to place a bet, you and I, because I'm not really a betting person, I wanted to put money on them. When they came to Vegas, I'm like, these guys are going to make it to the playoffs. And I didn't put money on them because I just don't like to bet. You know, I mean, if I do, I would have only put $20, although I would have made a lot of money. But the Golden Knights have had multiple winning streaks. In February, they broke the record for the most points by an expansion team in their inaugural season. Now they're on the way to the Stanley Cup, and something like, oh, beginner's luck. It's not beginner's luck. It's not beginner's luck. And even for those people that say beginner's luck, there's a psychology behind why people win. So, first of all, I know a lot of you guys live in different areas throughout the country, and you live in the most beautiful areas. I mean, I've seen Boston, I've seen New York, Alaska, Texas. I've been to almost all 50 states. I need to get to Maine and Vermont and New Hampshire. But you guys all live in beautiful states. But the one thing that my state has, Nevada, is it has Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And the excitement around it is pretty infectious. So what we don't have in terms of trees and, you know, historic, you know, history from the, you know, Declaration of Independence days, we make up for it in excitement. And we have the T-Mobile Arena. Now, the T-Mobile Arena is actually on the Strip. We've been starting to call the Strip the Resort Corridor, But it's, for those of us who grew up in Vegas, it's called the Strip. You have lights. You got a lot of dazzle. It kind of brightens the sky. When a headliner is on the Strip, they get bathed in standing ovations. Las Vegas offers a launching pad into fame. You can't miss. So if you take the combination of talent and electricity, it is the perfect environment for a breakout star or a star team. So when we heard that the Knights were coming to Vegas, I was like, okay, that's good, but where are they going to play? When they said they're going to play on the Strip, oh, hands down. The excitement is infectious, the momentum. Then, don't forget about the city proper. Las Vegas Valley is home to 2 million people. So our residents, those of us that live in Las Vegas, we support the tourism industry. But we've also built phenomenal schools, medical centers, universities, parks, everything that any metropolis city has throughout the country. We have in Vegas. Don't think that it's just about casinos and gambling. It's not. We have a big, beautiful city. And if you go to my website, you'll see pictures of it. So when the birth of a hockey team was coming down the canal, you bet your butt that our city, so strong and passionate, was committed to nurturing this baby and making sure it was going to be a success. So, yeah, it's like a hockey team coming down the birth canal. Then, okay, let's give some credit where credit's due. We had a professional ice hockey team put together by general manager George McPhee, head coach Gerard Gallant, goalie Marc-Andre Fleury. My jersey is a Fleury jersey. You had Carlson, Neal, Reeves, Marsh Assault. I mean, we have a lot of players, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name. Again, I'm new to hockey. Perfect ingredients to make NHL gold. Now, what was very unique about this year is the NHL doubled. It added 6 new expansion teams. So what that did is it allowed higher caliber players to be drafted and traded. So we didn't get rookies. We got veteran players, but we're not the only ones. So from a psychological standpoint, we had a clean slate with some awesome watercolors. That and a clean canvas. And when you have a clean canvas and you get to pick some of your favorite colors, you're going to make art first time out. You know, when you got that fresh pot, you could almost cook anything. So we were able to create a masterpiece with that. Then, if you are not expected to win because it's your first season, it's all icing on the cake. When you are the underdog, nobody has any expectations of you. So if you lose, it's par for the course. No one's going to give you a hard time. It's your inaugural year. It's your first year. But you win, it's all icing on the cake. And so even though I thought they'd hit the playoffs, and some other people did too, it still shocks us that they make it to the Stanley Cup. And so when you have no pressing expectations, you could build on each win's momentum. Psychologically, that makes a jet stream that could take a team to championship. So we have other expansion teams that are going to be, launching next year and being able to, hopefully make their mark. The problem is the only reason why this really, really worked for the Golden Knights, or one of the reasons why, is because nobody expected it. Now, if everybody's expecting an inaugural team to do well, that's going to make it harder. But still, there's that chance. When you could do no wrong, you win. You know, I talk about this with charity. When somebody asks you to donate something, it's nowhere near as thrilling or as, you know what, I'm gonna do this for charity. People want to do this on their own without any expectations. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say stigmatizing language used in medical records to describe patients can influence a medical student or resident in terms of their attitudes towards the patient and their clinical decision making. Now, some of you guys are like, what are they saying? Well, that's like using the term drug seeker for a patient. We've talked about this on the show. But the Journal of General Internal Medicine talks about it a little bit more fancy than I do. Anna Gadu from Johns Hopkins University of Baltimore and colleagues surveyed 413 medical students and residents using little vignettes to assess whether stigmatizing language written in a patient's medical record is associated with the subsequent physician and training's attitudes towards the patient and clinical decision-making. Can we bias somebody based on what we write in the chart? My answer to that is hell yeah. Not good. The researchers found that exposure to the stigmatizing language note was associated with more negative attitudes towards the hypothetical 28-year-old patient they wrote about. Additionally, there was significantly less aggressive management on the patient's sickle cell-related pain when the stigmatized language note was read. So, study authors say this is an important overlooked pathway by which bias can be propagated from one clinician to another. Attention to the language used in medical records may help to promote patient-centered care and to reduce healthcare disparities for stigmatized populations. So, what does all this mean? It means you better read what's in your medical chart. That's what it means. Okay? I told you guys about that case. I was I had just been hired by an urgent care new grad right out of residency. And the other doctors were like, you know what? The drug seeker's back. Have Dahlia go see him. She's the new one. The drug seeker's back. Yeah, the drug seeker's back. He was more pain pills. I'll go see him. I don't mind seeing him. That's fine. Good. You take care of that. I'm busy. So I go in there, and I hated the term drug seeker. Drug seeker was a term we learned in the 90s of somebody who was only asking for pain medications. They didn't care about getting better. They didn't care about, you know, looking at new treatments. They just wanted their pain medications. Now, I come to learn, in my experience, that some of these people, they have already been operated on to death. They've already had treatments to death. So why go through more expense and more treatment when it didn't work? You have a pain issue. You have a pain issue. Let's call it like it is. And so the term drug seeker was a bad one, but it's still being used today. And I go in there, I told you guys about the guy. He had a motorcycle accident 3 weeks prior. And, you know, he must have heard the other doctors. And I'm like, you know, I feel bad for you. You know, you in this much pain, sometimes with a rib fracture, we need to make sure you don't have a pneumonia. Do you mind if I listen to your lungs? You know, and he goes, you know, thank you because I don't want the pain medicine. I need them, but I don't want them. I'm here because I want to get better. Why does this rib fracture hurt so much? It's been 3 weeks. So anybody with a rib fracture may now take a nice deep breath. And if you don't take a nice deep breath, things will settle, brew, and you could get pneumonia. So I take a listen to him, and I'm not getting breath sounds. True, we can't take a deep breath from you. We're like, you know what, let me get an x-ray. Let me just make sure you don't have pneumonia. I know it's 3 weeks out. I doubt you have, you know, a pneumonia, but I just need to make sure because I can't hear your breath sounds. So we take an x-ray, and he didn't have pneumonia. He had fluid filled up in half of his lung where the fractures were. I'm like, no wonder you're in pain. So I sent him to the ER, trauma center, and my boss gets a letter saying, good job, good catch over there. This guy had been bleeding into his pleural cavity for 3 weeks. It was a slow bleed, but that's why he was in pain. Yet, other physicians called him a drug seeker and didn't go down the checklist, seeing if he has pathology. I don't want to say I was cocky, but I like to do my own thinking. And I was just out of residency, and even though these people were older than me, and they were like my mentors, and, you know, in medicine, you bow to whoever's older and has more experience, I was like, to hell with that, I'm going to make sure you don't have pneumonia. And because I did an x-ray, that's how we found out there was a bleed. And because I believed him that he wasn't a drug seeker, and I believed him over the other doctors. So, somebody putting something like that in the chart can kill you. Now, many of you have already talked to me about how you can't stand what's in the medical chart. It'll say depression or anxiety. And you're like, but I don't have depression. I don't have anxiety. And I'm like, well, then why did the doctor put, what did you come in with? Well, I've been in a bad mood lately. I don't like my job. I'm fighting with my wife. Well, that could be a sign of depression. But you got a case of the grumpies. There's no ICD-10 code for grumpies. There's mood disorder. There's anxiety. There's depression. Lability for crying. If you had trouble sleeping, insomnia. Maybe you do have an element of depression. But to code for your insurance, we have to put something down so we put depression. Patients hate that. I don't blame them. You have to take a flight. You don't want to fly to the in-laws. You're like, can I get a little Valium just to get me through the flight? Because I just don't like being up in an airplane thinking the window's going to crack and I'm going to get sucked out of a window. Sure. Give you a little Valium. You can't put on the chart, patient doesn't like to fly seeing the in-laws. You have to either use fear of flights, I forget what that phobia is, or you have to say anxiety. So now somebody else comes in going, oh, so you have an anxiety disorder. How do you treat your anxiety disorder? Do you need a psychologist? Well, no, I don't need therapy. I just don't like to fly, and I wanted a little Valium. In order to get the Valium, they had to use that code. You know, people don't like what's in the record. Marijuana use. When marijuana use used to be in the chart, people would be like, all right, so, you know, he's a druggie. He is not a druggie. He was self-treating with marijuana. Druggie. Where did we get that term? Now, yeah, you do have stoners out there. You do have people that like to get high. All right, I get that. But you got to be really, really careful putting stuff in the chart and then some people getting biases. And people get biases based on their other patients. When I was at Joel Stein doing ophthalmology, I did an ophthalmology rotation at Joel Stein at UCLA. Phenomenal facility. There was a Hispanic woman that came in that had gone blind in one eye. And I heard the residents going, man, you know, these Hispanics with their tortillas and their rice, they eat like crap. And, you know, no wonder she went blind. And I was like, whoa. And again, I was a medical student, so I couldn't tell them off. So I go, let me talk to her. And she didn't speak English. So I asked her in Spanish, you know, because she's scared. I go, when you were told you have diabetes, what did they tell you? And she said to me, no dulces. Now, no dulces means no sweets. Postres would be pastries, torta, cake. But she just said no dulces, no sweets. So I go, they didn't talk to you about a roast or pan, rice, bread, frutas, jugo de naranja, fruits, orange juice. They didn't say about that. No. Only no dulces. So the woman still had tortilla, beans, rice, her regular meal, but she stayed away from all sweets. Still went blind. And you hear people, again, with their biases, blaming cultural issues or whatever. And it stinks that back in the 90s we saw that. You don't really see that that much anymore. People are more politically correct, luckily. But maybe mentally, some people could still have biases. And so, I wouldn't mind anybody wanting to look at the chart and see what I wrote and how I wrote it. I think you all should ask. So then you know if somebody's going to have a bias against you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And again, a big thanks to you all for helping us make the Talkers Top 100 list of talk show hosts listen to. I'm really, really appreciated, because we know you guys could turn us off. And even though many of you guys do turn us off and are going, oh gosh, I hope she doesn't know. I do know, but that's okay. The fact that you turn me back on is a good thing. All right. At least 25 people were hospitalized on Saturday after police responded to reports of a massive overdose outside of a neighborhood deli in Brooklyn. The patients are believed to have ingested synthetic marijuana, commonly referred to K2 or spice. Witnesses describe a Walking Dead sort of scene with people being zombie-like, stumbling and collapsing on the sidewalk. 25 people hospitalized. What the hell is going on here? The products are often marketed as legal or safe, can cause serious side effects and even death. According to the CDC, several states have reported cases of severe bleeding from such products. They say synthetic cannabinoids, synthetic marijuana, spice K2, are various man-made chemicals that some people could use as an alternative to marijuana. We talked about the different cannabinoids. You got plant, the phytocannabinoids, you got the endocannabinoids, you got the synthetic cannabinoids. So the synthetic cannabinoids are basically fake weed. But because it's technically fake weed, it's legal in some states. And it can be toxic. What are some symptoms? Rapid heart rate, vomiting, agitation, confusion, even hallucinations. Now, thank God nobody died. In 2016, in that same Bedford, Stuyvesant neighborhood, 33 people overdosed on K2. According to an unidentified resident talking to the New York Post, this happens at least 3 times a year. They come out of the deli with nothing, but definitely bought something in there. So is anybody dealing with the deli? Oh, I love deli. I do. I love deli. So yes, if you walk in the deli, they leave and they're whatever. Authorities made at least one arrest in connection to the overdoses after finding Taquan Holly, 41 years old, with synthetic marijuana. He's facing charges of criminal possession of a controlled substance. 2 search warrants were executed for 2 different delis. That's some of my favorite food, deli. I love salami and pastrami and corned beef. If you want to make me my dream meal, no, because I like prime rib. Okay, my second dream meal is a sandwich of pastrami, salami, and corned beef with Swiss. I know it's not kosher. On maybe challah with chive cream cheese. I could eat that 17 times over. Okay, but again, hoping these people recover. Unnecessary use of attention deficit hyperactivity drugs increases over 60%, plus accidental use. They say exposure to common medications used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is increased by more than 60% in U.S. children and adolescents, according to a new study. The study published Monday in the journal Pediatrics looked at all calls to U.S. poison control centers for unintentional or intentional exposure to ADHD medications between 2000 and 2014. The researchers found that the number of calls increased from 7,000 to 11,486, which ends up being a 64% increase. They say exposure is defined as unnecessary ingestion, inhalation, or absorption of these medications. Why are people inhaling ADHD medications? They say during the last 15 years, there's been a 60% increase in the number of individuals exposed or calls reported to Poison Control Center. Not good. I guess Oliver North had suggested that the drug Ritalin could be responsible for the increase in gun violence in the U.S. We should probably talk about that another time. Is Ritalin possibly a source or a impetus for gun violence? From a psychological standpoint or a chemical standpoint, it could be. He's not 100% off. I think it's much farther down the list than some other things going on. But we have talked about how people who take medications and then don't take the medications they need, it's a very dangerous time. Or people running out of their medications. or people not properly dosed on their medications could be an issue. Ritalin, it's a form of speed. If you have a concomitant bipolar or mania or some other personality disorder or a psychological disorder, adding speed to it could make you worse. So it's an interesting theory. Something that shouldn't be blown off. I know everybody's, you know, ripping them to pieces because they want gun control, but it's a good theory. It's a theory. There were 3 exposure-related deaths to attention deficit medication. People shouldn't be dying from this stuff. Now, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is what they call a neurobehavioral condition. It's characterized by an ongoing pattern of inattention, hyperactivity, and or impulsivity that interferes with functioning or development. It is the most common behavioral disorder among children and adolescents. That's according to Dr. Caleb Alexander, co-director of the Center for Drug Safety and Effectiveness. They say it's one of the most common disorders diagnosed in children, and the rates of diagnosis have increased a lot over the past 2 decades. So I have noticed a huge increase in diagnosis of both adults and kids. They say the diagnoses among children in the U.S. doubled between 2005 and 2014, 14% of all children in the U.S. were diagnosed with it in 2014. Almost a fifth of all kids have this neurobehavioral condition. No, they don't. If so, what the hell are we doing to negatively factor kids' neurobehavioral development? 14%? Okay, so maybe a sixth. To a seventh. That's still too much. So you have Ritalin, Adderall, multiple medications, types of medications out there. Adding a stimulant will many times make you focus. But that's just too many kids. Now, I understand that school is boring compared to a video game. I understand that sitting there writing a paper when you could type something is hard. I get that. And there are some kids with real attention deficit issues. Maybe their mom did drugs when, you know, the baby was in the womb. Maybe they have a level of autism. Certain degrees of autism may have attention deficit. Maybe they just don't have self-discipline. They're like, if I don't like it, I don't have to do it. There's no consequences. I don't get spanked anymore. No, we don't want that. We don't want spankings coming back. But man, if I knew I wasn't going to do well in school, I was afraid to come home. I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to do my job because that's my job. Now it's like, well, you know what? If I get a C, what's my mom going to do? If I get a D, who cares? Yeah, what? Do I go to jail? No. Who cares if I get a D? Who cares if I don't go to college? I'm not going to get a job anyway. And if I do get a job, I have to pay taxes up the yin-yang for people that don't have jobs. It's a different culture now. So you don't have a lot of self-discipline. And we're talking about the kids that aren't true attention deficit. Same thing with adults. You have adults that go, look, I'm in law school. I'm in medical school. I can't concentrate. I need the medication. Yeah, the medication will help you. But what happens when you get out of school and you have a meeting? Or you have an operation? Or what, you're going to be on the medication for life? You have a trial. When do you get off the medication? So 14% of our population being on the medication, and now people overdosing or snorting it, that's a problem. It's sad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Rebel. Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.